Holy Mary, Mother of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, a week ago it was the feast of our Blessed Mother, her purification in the temple. And now, a week later, we have the feast day of one of her great champions. What's a champion? Champion, someone who stands up and defends someone else. And today's saint is a champion of Mary, who is truly, he said, and we believe because God said it, the Mother of God and our Mother too. To celebrate today's feast, we go over to a city called Alexandria in Egypt. It's a cold winter's day today, isn't it? They say that if it's bright and sunny on the Feast of the Purification, then it will be winter for 6 more weeks. I hope that's not right this year. I think we're getting some more spring weather in just another 2 or 3 days. But in any case, today's a cold winter's day. But I think in Egypt, in Alexandria, it's hardly ever cold, and they never have snow or ice. And today's two saints come from that place, and it's an unusual kind of a place. You know, sometimes people who come from a certain place have certain characteristics. For example, if you come from New York, you're thought to be a little bit on the rude side and always in a rush and a terrible hurry. And if you come from the South, then you would be very genteel and polite and kindly. And if you come from Cincinnati, you would have a reputation too from the old days of being a little bit that way and being very polite in your speech, because this used to be called the Queen City of the South. Well, what are the people of Alexandria, the Alexandrians, like? They used to be, I don't know if they are anymore, I've never been there, but they used to be a wild bunch. They were all very strong characters, and there were exceptional saints that came from there, which goes to show that our Lord wants everyone to be a saint, no matter what your personality or your character might be. For example, you know, yesterday, children, how we had St. John of Matha. When he was a boy, he once said, very sincerely, he said, I think I was made to wash the feet of poor people. Because he did that a lot, because that's what you did back then if you were a nobleman and if you were holy. You took care of poor people and you fed them and you scrubbed them between the toes, and it was a way of being humble and holy and practical too, because back then people didn't used to take baths very often, and their feet got very dirty if they weren't wearing socks and shoes. Well, he went on to become a saint by doing other things, because saints always have to do God's will. But still, there was that idea. That's kind of who he was. He loved to do those things. Well, today's saints were violent characters, which is all right, because our Lord said, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent bear it away. The first saint is the patroness you would remember, I hope, if you have a toothache. Or if you have to go to the dentist and you're not looking forward to it, you would pray to St. Apollonia, virgin and martyr. She was from Alexandria, and she was very, very old, and she was, I think, in her 90s, and she was a virgin consecrated to Christ. And the pagans said that she had to worship their false gods or else she would be thrown into the fire. And then all of a sudden, the Holy Ghost inspired her in a most extraordinary way that she should show them a thing or two and jump into the fire herself. And that's exactly what she did. We wouldn't be allowed to do that because we wouldn't have that special inspiration from God. But she did, and she did, and she became a very great saint. Only before she jumped into the fire, they broke all of her teeth, which must have hurt very much. So you can see that she's a saint who suffered quite a bit for love of our Lord. So if you're suffering a little bit with a toothache, you pray to her, and she will help you, and pray to your dentist to her as well. Now, the other saint lived a century or two later, and he was a bishop and a great teacher called a doctor of the church. And when he was growing up, He was raised by his uncle, Theophilus, who was an archbishop, and he was a sort of a crafty political kind of a man, and he brought his nephew, Saint Cyril, with him to condemn a saint. Imagine that. He condemned a saint, and he got himself excommunicated. But still, the story had a happy ending. Why is that? Because even though for years, even when he was a bishop, he was sort of roisterous and always getting involved in fights, and the people back then used to have riots on a regular basis. Nevertheless, he loved the Blessed Mother very much. And she, you might say, tamed him. You know how sometimes people might get a wild, well, I suppose you could think of a wild cat, a feral cat, or a bird or something like that. But it would work, especially the comparison would be if you would think of a lion or a tiger or a bear, a wild creature. And by dint of effort and perseverance and kindness, sometimes people tame a wild beast. Blessed Mother did that for Saint Cyril. Not that he was a wild beast. He was a very orthodox bishop. But nevertheless, he was a little bit on the fierce side, and sometimes on his watch, some pretty bloody things happened. But when he found out that there was another bishop that was saying, the Blessed Mother is not the Mother of God, he denied her that title. And then because of that too, he also was denying that our Lord has only one divine person. Check your catechism on that. Why, he sprung into action, and he wrote a letter first of all, and it was a pretty reasonable letter, but maybe a little bit with some threats around the edges, because he was getting upset that anyone would speak against our Blessed Mother. And then after he wrote the letter, he didn't get a favorable answer. The heretic bishop named Nestorius was not going to back down. So then he wrote to the Pope about having a council, and then they had a council and they condemned the heresy, and that was called the Nestorian heresy. And then he spent the rest of his life honoring Our Lady and preaching about her and the Blessed Sacrament too, and fighting against error. Well, the more he wrote and he worked and preached for the Blessed Mother, the more Our Lady shaped him and changed him. He was a bit like the saint that we had the other day. Do you remember who he was? He was the saint. His mother had a dream that she gave birth to a wolf, and as soon as he entered this wolf of hers and crossed the threshold of the church and entered into the Carmelite church, the wolf changed into a lamb, and that was St. Andrew Corsini. Just had him the other day. Well, our Blessed Mother did the same thing for Cyril of Alexandria. Everyone in that city was so excitable. They were always losing their temper and getting violent. But the Blessed Mother changed him. Why? Because he loved her and he defended Our Lady's honor. If you love our Blessed Mother too, children, despite the little faults that you may have, some of you, for example, may have a bad temper. Some of you may be a little on the lazy side. Some of you may be tempted even to tell lies. But it doesn't matter. Well, not that God wants those things, and Our Lady doesn't overlook them, but if you honor Our Lady, and you wear her scapular, and you say her rosary, and you never let anyone speak against the Blessed Mother, and you visit her, and you say some extra prayers to her each day, especially at morning and before you go to bed at night, why then, you know that Our Lady will take care of you. I think that's the lesson of today's saint. St. Apollonia, she's in charge of taking care of us when we have a toothache or a dentist visit. But St. Cyril shows us how the Blessed Mother takes care of all of us, makes us to be what we should be when we honor her. So today, let's remember these exceptional saints and try to be exceptional ourselves. How? In our love of our Blessed Mother. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.